I all of this stuff seems like it's very interesting because he brought up another question that's kind of the contrast of what you're bringing and what I'm thinking, and I often feel exactly what you're describing, and then so for me, for my purpose, I know this question has only to do with me and nothing else, but I have to ask it in this way. I feel like Abraham's answers a lot of times are also in a narrative, but instead of it, them being deconstructing, like what you just did, which is bringing it back to the present moment and the purpose that it serves, I feel like they're sharing another story. So is my observation of that just for me?
No, well, your observation of that we would agree with, and we agree with it in the most hearty of alignment that we could possibly bring to the table. Abraham is the people who are in the workshop. You know that, right? Just like we are the people who are in this call. You understand that?
Yes.
There's a very defined voice, yes, because you like that. You don't want every voice present. You want a single voice that translates for the whole. So Abraham stands up and says, you know, we are Abraham and we are here, and isn't this a magnificent co-creation? And they say it very plainly. Because the people who are interested in Abraham and what Abraham has to say, and in particularly the ways that Esther wants to channel, which is a very big part of it, as you well know, have to do with teaching. It's an easy thing to get to. We don't teach, we remind. And so our conversation has evolved as the participation in our conversation has evolved. We have become more of ourselves because of our interactions with each one of you, both collectively and individually. And we are you in the same way that you are us. So our friends Abraham want to be able to tell a story that's easily bottled. You know, if you go to the Abraham manufacturing plant, you remember the story that Frank said of that the first time that he was there and he suddenly felt like there were all these people standing around the outside of a factory smoking cigarettes, waiting for the bell to ring. And then the bell rang, and then all of a sudden they were all one. And right at that moment, Esther and Jerry walked into the room. You've heard this story. And so if you take that and you say, well, you know, they've gone, they're at the plant and they're doing their production. You know, the Abraham manufacturing plant is sort of a Henry Ford kind of thing. There are cars to be assembled, and they get assembled in pretty much the same way. And as someone said to Frank the other day, you know, there's the metaphor of the moment. You have the metaphor, it's like the Model T. And then when, you know, the Model T has kind of served its usefulness, then you bring out, you know, the 1934, you know, 8-cylinder inline engine, you know, with the long bonnet and the deep plush seats, and suddenly it's a lot cushier. And so now you have the Vortex, right? And so when the Vortex is, you know, when that line is kind of done, then the manufacturing line updates, and now you have sort of the idea of, let's say, you know, general and specific, and whatever else those crazy kids over there at the Abraham workshop are talking about these days. The thing about it is that that's what, you know, the people who go to an Abraham workshop want Fords. They want a custom, something they're accustomed to, and a custom idea that they can really sink their teeth into and enjoy. And the ones reading the books and listening to the tapes and all that sort of thing, that's what they're wanting. The repetition of the same thing said over and over again in the same way, answered questions in the same modality, and that's exactly right. But you know, you come to our factory and you know this. You know this. No two cars have ever come off this assembly line that were exactly the same. Sometimes they seem like they're similar, but you begin to look at them up close and you realize whoever was working on this car was doing something completely different that day. Because you've never seen actually a car that, let's say, you know, had seven wheels on it. And you can't imagine why there's a car with seven wheels on it, but all right, they've got one. But it's not a standard Ford. It's sort of a custom-built thing. And that's because when you come to our workshop, we're asking you, what kind of car do you want? It annoys some of you, we know that. and you would like for us to just answer your questions without having to tell you over and over again that you're the center of the universe and you're the one who chooses these things and you get the opportunity to make this be whatever it is that you want it to be. And you do that by following what feels better because infinite intelligence is going to serve up exactly the car that you want. But you know what? You can have a seven-wheel car if you would like one. You can have one that hovers. You don't have to have an actual car. You can have any device you want. Would you like, you know, you can have a cheeseburger if you want. It doesn't matter because you come to our workshop and we manufacture whatever it is that you want. And it's interesting from time to time to notice that in a single workshop, similar things have come down the line, but they're never exactly the same thing. And then, as you also well know, you get off of the call, you go into your life, you get an email that says, here's the recording, and you go listen to the recording, and you're thinking, I don't remember having this conversation. Because now, instead of a cheeseburger, you've got a Rolex watch. But without the cheeseburger, you wouldn't have gotten to the Rolex watch. And that has nothing to do with time, it has to do with evolution. Because evolution is what we're about. And we're reminding you that you are an evolving being of light. And we're not teaching you about how to be one. We're reminding you that you are one. And not everyone is going to want to talk about this. As though there was an everyone anyway. But you know what we mean. It's going to be a much easier thing to get into, to read the book and then go to the workshop and hear the same things discussed in the workshop as were written about in the book. And you know that's not going to happen here. Now, we're making it exaggerated because it's not exactly like that over there at Abraham, you know, Auto Works Incorporated, just like it's not the same over here to say this is, it's all completely unique. But they're exaggerated examples because we do see the difference. And there's a reason for that. But we don't know what the reason is any more than you know what the reason is because it doesn't matter why it's like that. It's just different. And in the diversity of it is some deliciousness. And each of you have created this for yourselves. If you're hearing what we're saying and understanding what we're saying, then know that you have created this for yourself. You have, you know, something over there that's different that you can contrast with this thing over here that's different. And each of you can say, and we certainly will stand behind you when you say it, that you created this very specifically for yourself. And there's no co-creation going on here. There's some wonderful, amazing blending where you're sharing templates. You know, here's the cheeseburger I had last week. You can make one of your own if you want. And, you know, sometimes cheeseburgers lead to gold Rolexes, and sometimes they lead to, like, 15 mice. And, you know, who knows? And who knows why the mice and why the Rolex? No one knows. It's just what's next, and it's what feels better. So do you understand what we're saying here?
Yeah. Very much so, and I think I have new questions, but not clear questions, so I will probably refer to this again. Thank you so much. That was very satisfying.
Very good. And we thank you. A very, very powerful and delicious conversation indeed.